It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Studying the book of Philippians, the second chapter, Philippians chapter 2, we'll read from verse 1 through verse 8. And while you're finding that and opening up your scriptures that you can follow along with me, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're with just one block north of the Dairy Queen. So please, that you come and visit us if you'd like to. We'd love to have you. We'd love to hear from you as well to have you write to us. And if you would just address at Parkview Bible Church, 18th and Church Street, Hamilton, Illinois, 62314. I ask that you would do that. I'd love to hear from you and love to know that that you're listening to the program, and just visit back with us. Tell us, please, that you've come to know the Lord Jesus, or you have some questions about how to be saved, whatever it might be. I ask that you would please write to us or stop by the church. Either one would be great. We'd love to hear from you. And again, I hope that you have your Bibles open now and you're ready to study the Word of God. That's our purpose, that we do come to know Jesus Christ and come to grow in Him as well. So Philippians chapter 2, we'll read the first 8 verses. Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any tender mercies and compassions, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife and vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death of the cross. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we begin the study. Father, I ask you today that you will touch each and every heart that is listening. I ask, Father, that they will come to know you, that they'll recognize that they're lost and dying in their sin, and there's only one answer, and that answer is Jesus. And I ask, Father, that you will help direct, that your Holy Spirit, Father, will go, and he will touch the heart of each soul, and they will be drawn to you, and they will accept this free gift of salvation. I ask, Father, that they understand that there's only one way to be saved, and that's through Jesus Christ. So please, Father, that you'll touch their hearts, that you'll take this word, and for folks, Father, that have already come by faith to you and are saved, I ask that they'll take this word and grow with it today, that they'll be closer to you and know your will, and they will become godly. They'll turn their life from an ungodly life to a holy life, one that is set to please you and to walk after you. Now please, Lord, that you'll will guide and lead us. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, we do enjoy the study of this precious word, and we have taken care of last week concerning the first two verses, but I wanted to read everything so that we can kind of keep it together. And we'll be starting there really with the third verse, "Let nothing be done through strife and vainglory." You know, as we look at these earlier verses, "The fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and one mind. Let nothing be done through strife and vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Look not every man to his own things, but every man also to the things of others." Now, as you put all those things together, the joy that we have comes from Jesus Christ. "Fulfill ye my joy," Paul says. And Paul, by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, wanted the will of God, and the will of God is that every man be saved. He wants every man to be saved. Now, we have a choice. We have a decision to make, and that decision is whether to trust when we feel the calling of the Holy Spirit, or we decide we're just going to go our own way and face a judgment upon our own. Well, I'll tell you right now what's going to come with facing your judgment upon your own. You're going to die and and go to hell. And the reason you're going to die and go to hell is because you did not listen to the call. If you're listening this morning and you continue to reject or use whatever excuse you want to, as far as that's not what my church teaches, that's not the way they talk about it. Maybe you're involved in a cult like the Mormons, and they believe that you're going to turn into to be a god yourself at some point in time if you're good enough. Oh, my friend, there is only one God: God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. There are three separate persons, three separate and yet one. And I'll tell you what, we serve the God of the heavens, the holy God, the true God, and only one God. Please, that you do not be deceived, that you yourself can be a God. There's so many different little quirks out there for people to follow after. I ask that you go to the Word of God and you listen to that Word and you be obedient to what it tells you to do. It'll tell you to come to Jesus, it'll tell you to be saved, and it'll tell you how to live. And I'm asking you that you do that, because that's the only way. Now, as we look here, fulfill ye my joy in verse 2, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and one mind. Oh, that we follow after the Lord Jesus. Paul says, I have the mind of Christ. I have listened to the words of God. I have followed after. Paul was a tremendous student of the Old Testament. He knew the Old Testament. So when he proclaimed, and then when he was saved, because you see, he was born and raised a Jew, and he was a Pharisee. He was very wise in the Scripture, in the Old Testament writings, and he knew the law of Moses, and he also had a mixture of tradition. When he was raised, yes, with the law to learn the Word of God, but also with much tradition. And today, that's what's faced many of us, too. We have lost the sight of the Lord Jesus. When it says here to be like-minded and the same love, being of one accord, one mind, you know, we need to be of the mind of Christ, not of the mind of a church, a certain denomination, or a certain church group. We need to be of the mind of Christ. This is His church. We have been bought and paid for by His blood, and that one mind and one accord must be of Jesus Christ. Now, if you have some tradition that you've been involved in, maybe your father did it, your grandfather did it, and now you're following in the same footsteps, possibly in the same church, or at least the same denomination anyway, and this is the right way, and it's the right way because that's what my father taught me. If your father's teaching is in line with the Word of God, then yes. If your father's teaching cannot be found in the Word of God, and you search back to find where that they have established this, most of the time you'll find it to be the tradition of man. Now, the tradition of man is many times very contrary to the Word of God. There are some things that are a tradition of man that is not contrary to the Word of God, but still is not the Word of God. We abide by it according to the Word, as if it were the Word of God. Sometimes, but there are many things that are contrary to the Word of God. And you need to be so careful that we are following after the Word of God and not after the tradition of men. Now, I want you to understand that when we become like-minded, it's not like-minded as a tradition of man, but like-minded as the mind of Christ. The same, having the same love, being of one accord, one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. Now, there's a problem because, you know, so much of the time we like to do things for ourselves. We do not like to, we like people to kind of pat us on the back. Maybe we're very, very busy in the work of the church, and we like to be recognized down then. Well, the Word of God says here that let nothing be done through strife, not wanting to gain your own level. In other words, if you want to be put on a pedestal for your own glory, you know, many times we do things to advance ourselves, whether financially or a position, things like that. We're not to do that. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. We need to become, as we looked at in the book of Acts, and we also have in the book of 1 Corinthians concerning Paul placed himself as a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am free, and yet I have placed myself as a servant unto all men. The purpose he and the reason that he did that was to bring people to Jesus Christ. He placed himself to where he wasn't a man of power and of authority and one that took on this vainglory or did it through any means of strife. Everything he did, as much as a man could do, he sat down to be Christ-like. He sat down to be of the mind of Christ. And this is the mind of Christ, lowliness of mind. Let each esteem others better than themselves. You know, Jesus had that character. Jesus held up other people higher than himself. Otherwise, he would have never come from glory, come from heaven, and come down here and took on the form of a man. And we're going to talk about that here and faced what he faced to pay for us. Look not every man to his own things, but let every man also on the things of others. Esteem others better than themselves. Can you do that? Have you been able to set aside your own feelings and your own desires and your own cares? And have you been able to look at someone else and see a need there, and a special need, a need of knowing Jesus Christ, and yet set things that you would like to do or things that you would like to have and set those aside and not really care about it? And go and tell that person about Jesus. And then also go about the work of lifting that person up in Jesus Christ. Helping them not only to come to know Jesus, and you do that by bringing the Word to them, going through those precious Scriptures, telling them, John chapter 3, verse 3, you must be born again. Tell them very carefully that in Romans the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Also tell them, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Tell them in Romans chapter 10, whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thine heart that God hath raised from the dead, shall be saved. Will you recognize that you're a sinner, and will you come to Jesus today? You know, that's the message that we should be taking to others. And we should set aside our own desires, our own fancies, that we can lift up other people unto you, Lord Jesus. Father, I ask that be the prayer of every one of us. And I ask that be the desire of your heart, that yes, you know Jesus. And if you don't, please come to him today. Please trust in him. But get yourself in the right place. And that is, in lowliness of mind, esteeming others better than yourself, looking not every man to his own thing, but every man also on the things of others. Caring for others. Living for others more than yourself. And it says here, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Verse 5 is telling us. Now, you see, I keep saying that you should be Christ-like. You should be like the Lord Jesus. There's only one way that you can become Christ-like. First of all, is to become a child of God. Come by faith to Jesus Christ. Meet him at the cross and be saved. You must be saved. Next, you must take time and go into the Word of God and study that precious Word. You do that at home, alone, by yourself. You do that as you come together with other believers of like mind to study the precious Word, to know more about the Lord Jesus. God has given us the local church for that purpose, to come together to study his precious Word, to sing praises, to fellowship together, to know each other's needs, that we can lift each other up, esteem others better than ourselves. Most of the time we become selfish, we become lazy, we want to do things. And that could be anything that you can imagine, and most of those things is not something that's ungodly in itself. But because you are thinking more of yourself than you are someone else, then I guess we could call it sin, couldn't we? Because it tells us here, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves, looking not every man to his own things, but every man also to the things of others. Caring for others. It's important. Let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus, which was also in Christ Jesus. That's what verse 5 says. Now, do you see what you're doing? If you're taking on the things of yourself and you're neglecting the Lord Jesus, you're neglecting the study of His Word. And that's the way we're to become Christ-like. That's how we're to have the mind of Christ. And some of the characters here, a lowliness of mind, esteeming others as themselves, having the love of Christ to flow through us. It's very important that you see the need to be as Jesus. Now, I need to tell you how to get there. You need to get there by means of prayer and meditation over His Word. Study His Word. Search His Word. Come together with others to do it. Now, please, that you listen. That you listen. That you don't do it through other means and other ways, because there's no other way to do it other than to take the time and to do it. The people today are so busy. We have so many conveniences, and yet we have so little time for God. I ask that you look unto Him. Look at this again. Let this mind be in you, and I'm asking you to do that. I'm asking you first of all to come to Jesus, and then next of all, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. We're to have the mind of Christ. And look to who we're serving here. Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. You know, any time that that we follow after the Lord Jesus, any time that you, if you've come to Jesus, and you say, I'm going to live for Jesus, well then let's listen to the Word of God. Let's be obedient here. Again, let this mind be in you, that we have a lowliness of mind. This is the mind of Christ. Now, I've got a verse of Scripture here before we get on to finishing. Verse 6, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God. I want to go back to John chapter 1, verse 1. Now, there are several verses of Scripture that we're going to read, and I want you to listen very carefully, and please write that down. John chapter 1, verse 1 through 14, we're going to read. And we have just read the Philippians chapter 2, verse 6, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Look at this now in John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. The life was the light of men. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light, talking here in the last couple verses of John. That was the true light, verse 9, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Verse 10. He came unto his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Those beautiful verses of Scripture, John chapter 1, verse 1 through 14, we find that the Lord Jesus made the heavens and the earth. He created the world for us as we know it. Oh, it's a joy to know that Jesus is the Creator. Jesus is the sustainer. Jesus is coming also is our Savior. And Jesus also will be the judge. Now, you know, the very one that made the heavens, made the earth, the very one that made man, that made us, is the very one that bought us with his own blood and is the same that will also judge us. Now, that's fair. God's fair. God's right. God's righteous. But there's only one God, only one Savior, only one Creator, and only one Judge. And that's Jesus. Please look that. He is the light of the world. And the Word was made flesh. Let's go back just to, I don't want you to miss any of this. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And if we come down here to verse 14, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of truth and grace. And now just come up to the seventh verse, the same to bear witness. Witness of the light being Jesus, for all men through him might believe. It's a joy to read those verses of Scripture. And I'm going to add one more, and then we'll go on. Verse 12. But as many as received him, whoever comes to Jesus, listens to that call. Are you listening today? That you'll come. Whoever received him, to them gave he power. Yes, God gives us the power to be saved. He calls us. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Oh, please come to Jesus today, and please be saved. You know, as we look here, Jesus came from heaven, came from with the presence of his Father, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, all three, yet one. Jesus was obedient to his Father, came down to this earth. And we have here, we're talking about the mind of Christ, and yet we need to understand what Jesus has done for us. Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He was God. Even though Jesus came down here on earth and took on the form of man, the body of a man, he was no less God. He set aside only his radiance, his glory as such, that his visible glory. He was no less God. He has, a lot of people believe that he was not God. He took on the form of a man and he was man. His blood had no power. His life had no power. That's not true. Because if that was the way it was, then he could not have bought and paid for me as he did. We have here that he came from glory. The Word became flesh, as John chapter 1 tells us. Became flesh, that was in the 14th verse. Came down here, and yet he was God. Always was God. Never, never was he any less God than he is today, sitting at the right hand of his Father, or than he was the day he spoke into existence this world. Never. Never has he been any less God at any time. He is God. Oh, my friend, that you understand that that's the only way to be saved and that's the only way to live is to follow after the Lord Jesus. Just because he changed a form, he changed his looks, if you want to use that, and took on the body of a man, he was no less God. He was no less God. Now, we have in Hebrews, we have several verses of Scripture here. And when it's said here, and we find down through, let me read first in Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 through 8 once again, so that you can keep in mind what we're talking about here. Philippians chapter 2, verse 6, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God. No, he was God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant. We hear that of Paul, don't we? And was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death of the cross. Through the precious word, Paul is recording so we can understand by the leadership of the Holy Spirit not only what we're to be in Jesus Christ, and that's a humble, lowly servant for Jesus Christ. And he's explaining here that that's being just as Jesus took care of us. And we have that in these verses of Scripture. So please listen very carefully now. Hebrews chapter 2, and we're still up here with this sixth verse. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, even the transgression and the disobedience received a just recompense of reward. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? I ask that same question to you. What's your answer going to be? This great picture, this great gift of salvation given to us by Jesus Christ, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. God also being them witness, both with signs and wonders, with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his will. For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come, wherefore we speak. But one in a certain place testified, saying, What is man, that thou art mindful of him? Or the Son of Man, that he visited him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownedst him with glory and honor, and did set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, and he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him, of whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering, for both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren, in the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, so also himself likewise took part of the same. And through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. And verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in the things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered, being tempted, he was able to succour them that tempted. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Jesus Christ. My friend, he came down here on earth, but he was no less God. Thought it not robbery to make himself equal to God, and made himself of no reputation. Now next week we're going to get into that, what he did on the cross of Calvary for us. We had many verses of Scripture to read today. I hope that you wrote those down. I hope that you go back and read them, because it's so important that if we're going to be as Christ Jesus, we must understand him, and we can do that by coming to Jesus and being saved, and then pouring over his precious word, the truth. My friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?